Welcome to the official Equine Affair podcast. This podcast is your inside look at everything to do with Equine Affair, from special events to exclusive interviews with top equine professionals and a whole lot more. I am your host, Allison Renborg, and today my special guest is Karen Brennan with Equine Affair. Karen and I will be chatting all about the upcoming virtual Equine Affair event, which is taking place April 8th through 11th, 2021, online at equineaffair.com. Stay tuned for this exciting brand new episode coming up next. Welcome to a new episode of the Equine Affair podcast. My guest today is Karen Brennan, Equine Affair's Breed Exhibits and Special Features Manager. So let's welcome Karen to the show. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a joy to get to have another member of the Equine Affair staff on the show. We've had just a few of you, and so it's always a special treat.
Well, thanks so much. I look forward to talking with you about this.
Yeah, so like I said in our introduction, we are talking about the virtual Equine Affair. So this will be the episode where you get to find out everything you ever wanted to know about the virtual event. But to start us off, tell us a little bit about your job. So what do you do with Equine Affair?
Right. So I'm the Breed Exhibits and Special Features Manager. And what that boils down to is I handle the Breed Pavilion, Horse and Farm Exhibits, and all of the special events, all of the ancillary activities that we have that might be interactive or something that we change up each year. So we meet the needs of our attendees.
So that's a big job. You were able to rattle it off in about 20 seconds, but that is a huge job.
It's something I very much enjoy. I've been lucky to be with the company for about 19 years now, and I just have a passion for everything that we do.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And you do a great job at it. I think people don't realize how much goes into putting on an event of that size, like all the little details and the fact that you guys start planning them at least a year in advance, maybe more, right?
That's correct. And what a lot of people don't realize is that we are a small team, but mm-hmm. we are very dedicated and we're all involved in the industry and either have or have had horses. Mm-hmm. So this really hits home for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a passion job as well as a job, right?
Most certainly.
So kind of clue us in, how has your job changed or has it changed now that we've been having to go virtual due to the pandemic?
Well, it certainly has changed. Obviously, myself and my teammates are always enjoying the interaction with our exhibitors at the events. We normally work on paperwork through the year and then get to put that to fruition by seeing everyone at the in-person events. But unfortunately, with a lot of the changes that we've had, we have not been able to hold the in-person events. So we're working to stay in touch with everyone and keep promoting and really trying to keep the industry going from our side of things. It's affected everyone, whether you're an exhibitor, an attendee, it's affected everyone, to be honest.
Yeah, I think we certainly we're almost more than a year into this now, and we thought it would look a lot different in 2021 as opposed to 2020. And I think we're realizing it's more of an endurance race at this point. But I know everyone's really looking forward to getting to be back together again at mm-hmm. events like Equine Affair and getting to talk to each other and pet horses and see horses and do all the fun things. But in the meantime, I know that you guys have something amazing planned for our virtual event. So let's talk about first, how can people access that event? How is it going to work?
Right. So if you're on our email list, we send out reminders to allow you to bookmark the website address that will feature that login. If not, you can always access it via our social media or on our website. And what you do, you actually just have to fill out your name, email address, contact information, and that's used for our records. And all that you have to do is enter that information and the event is free. You're able to access all of this for no cost. And It's really in the context of an event program, because we have so many different aspects that we want to share with everyone. That's really the best method for us to organize this.
Yeah. And I love that it's free. I love that this is something that if you're still stuck at home, or, you know, you're really missing that trip to Equine Affair this year, you don't have to get a hotel room. You don't have to drive. You don't have to fly. You can just be at home in the comfort
that's
of your
right,
living
all
room.
With an internet connection.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think that that's one way in which the pandemic has inspired a lot of innovation among equine industry organizations, is that we're really taking advantage of going online and being virtual.
That's very true. We've had to really modify and see what might work for everyone. We obviously want to keep our message out and keep everyone engaged and with us. And this is the best way we know how to do that right now.
Definitely. So let's talk about our clinicians, because I know that is one of the most popular aspects of Equine Affair. One of the biggest draws is that people come to hear some of the best horsemen and horsewomen in the world talk about their craft and teach. So how are we going to translate that into the virtual event?
Right. So for the Ohio event, we've created all new content for this piece. We were able to create a virtual event for Massachusetts, but everything in Ohio will be different and cater more toward the Ohio crowd. So for this, we will have clinician videos, interviews, and articles, and they may cover topics that you might have questions about with your horse. You know, how best can you handle a certain aspect or a training question that might be very common. Some of them will give backgrounds on what they've done and how they've done it. So we have everyone from Monty Roberts, Guy McLean, Julie Goodnight, Dan James, Pat Pirelli, Stacy Westfall, just to name a few. And all of this information is available to you at no cost, and you can access it at any time. And it's really special to be able to offer this information to everyone.
Yeah. And the fact that, again, our audience gets to access that from their living room.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about the breed pavilion. So, mm-hmm. of course, we can't send a parade of horses through everyone's living room as much as we would like to, but how are we going to handle that virtually?
Right. So if you've been to Equine Affair, you know that there are dozens of breeds that are on display with us, and we've developed great relationships with the organizations that come and promote those horses. In a sense, what we do with this virtual event, we've posted the opportunity for our attendees to vote on their fan favorite horse breed. So we did that. The question has been closed. And the neat thing is that we will be unveiling this during the virtual event. So you'll be able to see who got the most votes and who's the favorite of Equine Affair. In addition, we also have a lot of information about all the various breeds that usually join us. Several of the organizations have given us videos, so you'll be able to actually watch those horses, learn more about those breeds, and see how you can become involved in joining that organization, if that's of interest to you.
That's great.
Additionally, we have a horse and farm exhibit area that also partners with the Breed Pavilion in many ways, and you'll be able to see a listing of all of our exhibitors that usually join us and have direct links to their websites if you'd like to follow up with them directly.
Oh, that's perfect. And, you know, an idea I had is I know many students are going back to school, back to physical school, but some of them may still be at home. So this could be mm-hmm. a learning opportunity about their favorite subject. So you could turn Equine Affair into an educational, you know, supplemental school day if you mm-hmm. wanted to.
Definitely. And it keeps you learning. It keeps you growing. And, you know, we have a lot of neat horses that each one has a different aspect involved with it. And, you know, a good horse is a good horse. And when mm-hmm. you see a good mover, you just know what that is. Mm-hmm. So we like to be able to focus that and share the diversity at Equine Affair.
Yeah, I think that's great. So I'm going to place a personal bet that the winning breed is the Friesian. I'm just going to put that out there. That's what I think won.
You'll have to wait and see.
Yep. But that's my vote. That's what I'm going to say. So Another part of Equine Affair that I know everyone is missing is the shopping. That is a huge draw every year, particularly in Massachusetts because it's right before Christmas, but of course in Ohio as well. And I know that, just like we talked about earlier, the pandemic's been really hard on small businesses, including small vendors and vendors who make their living going from trade show to trade show, like Equine Affair.
That
So,
is exactly right, Allison.
yeah.
Yes. We want to do everything that we can to help support those in this time. And that's why we've developed the shopping and category listings in the virtual event.
Yeah, so will that be something that's like easy to access once they sign in? They can find that.
That's correct. We'll actually have a table of contents where everyone can click directly on the items that they'd like to view, and it will take you directly to that page. So this full exhibitor listing of all the people that usually join us with their products will be listed. Many will have direct links to their websites, and a lot of people have offered discount codes or special offers for our attendees that choose to view their products. So it's all in an effort to support the economy, the industry, and keep everyone going.
That's great. I love that there are those special shopping codes. So that's something to keep an eye out when you're enjoying the event. And then how about the official Equine Affair merchandise? Is that going to be available for purchase?
Yes, it certainly is. You'll be able to click directly on the EA branded store and be able to offer the Equine Affair clothing. We've created some new products that we think everyone will love, so you'll be able to wear the brand.
Yay, that's good. So you can still represent Equine Affair from your home.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah. So if you've been following us on social media, you know that we've been hosting a lot of fun video contests like the Don't Worry, Be Horsey contest. So I thought, could you share a little bit about those contests and how those are going to play out?
Right, for the video contest, Don't Worry, Be Horsey, we have asked people to enter fun videos of horse owners with their horses, and that deadline is March 15th. So we're encouraging everyone to vote during the virtual event for the winner, and that will be announced at the end of the event.
Wonderful. That's so fun. I'm excited to
It's a
see all
great
those
way to keep
videos.
it, keep the fun going and stay interactive with your horse.
Yeah. And then, of course, Fantasia, another big fan favorite, crowd favorite event that we're missing. Are we going to get to see any Fantasia content?
Yes, most certainly. If you're familiar with the event, it's the musical celebration of the horse, and you'll be able to see exclusive videos and interviews with some of your favorite Fantasia performers. So you can actually see behind the scenes action of what people do before the event, and then also have interviews with past and future Fantasia participants. So we're really excited about that. It's something people don't normally see, and there is a lot that goes into that performance.
Definitely. We've had a few episodes of the podcast where I've gotten to talk with past Fantasia performers, and I always like to ask them about that fun behind the scenes stuff because, as the audience, we're sitting there in the dark and we're enjoying the music and we're having a good time. You know, there's usually lots of crowd enthusiasm before Fantasia, but all you can do is you enjoy that and then just imagine like what's going on behind the scenes. How are those performers getting ready? Are the horses nervous? Are they excited? What's going on back there? And it's just a big mystery. So I like that we're going to get to learn a little bit about that.
It sure is. And, just even talking about it, I remember the feelings of just being ready to watch that event and feeling all the preparation that goes into it. It's just something that gives you goosebumps and you never really forget it.
Yeah.
So we'd love to share that aspect with our attendees.
Yeah. I'm just remembering the few Fantasias that I've had the privilege to witness, and I'm like, I'm missing it. I have a lot of nostalgia right now.
Most definitely. Yes, I can't wait until we can do this again in person.
Yeah, it's going to be extra special that first night of Fantasia when we're all back together and the lights go down. Yeah. So our last episode, we got to interview Jerry Paulson, and he is the organizer of Operation Horse for Heroes. So let's talk about that and that aspect of Equine Affair.
Right. So one of the aspects that we wanted to introduce for our in-person event was to incorporate Operation Horses and Heroes. And what they do, they're an organization founded to offer therapeutic opportunities for veterans and their families. And although we can't have this in person, we wanted to be sure to showcase this within the virtual event. And you'll see a video of the activities, you'll learn about the programs that they offer, and you'll even see a special video to remember our fallen troops. So this is something that we will be able to feature once we're back together. But at this time, we thought it was important to share this.
Definitely. And if you missed last month's episode, that would be the March episode of the podcast, you definitely want to tune in and listen to Jerry share his passion for Operation Horses and Heroes and why that's so important to him personally. It was a great episode and he was a wonderful guest. So just wanted to put that out there. If you missed it, you definitely need to tune in and hear that one. What else? I think youth activities. What activities for youth are we going to have?
Right. So in working with the Equine Fundamentals Forum aspect that we included our in-person events, we wanted to include youth activities. Some fun, creative projects that the kids can do at home. Obviously, a number of youth are still at home, maybe not back to school yet. So this gives them something fun to do along with some learning opportunities. So kids are the future. We want to make sure that they're involved in the horses and do everything that we can. So we wanted to be sure to include some youth opportunities there.
Yeah, and that all goes back to the educational mission of Equine Affair, right? It's training up the next generation of equestrians.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And then another aspect of Equine Affair that we all love and miss is the versatile horse and rider competition. But and I think this is super creative, but you guys have put on a virtual one. So let's talk about how did that work? And how many entries have we had this year?
Right. So we call this the home edition of Equine Affair's Versatile Horse and Rider Competition. This is a time test of horsemanship and communication. And we've had a number of entries this year to where people have been able to submit their application of them competing with their horse at home. The top 10 performers will then be submitted and featured to the virtual event. And the winners will be announced on social media on April 9th. So it's a great way to keep this program going. It is sponsored by Nutrina, and we really look forward to promoting all of the efforts everyone makes at home with their horses and keeping this going. You know, it gives everyone a chance to participate if they're not able to go show or not able to come to the event and really showcase what they've learned with their horses.
Yeah. And will we get to see all top 10 videos?
Yes.
Perfect. That'll be fun. Won't be.
Yes, so you'll be able to cheer on everyone at home.
Yes. Yeah. Won't be quite the same, but you know, it'll bring that flavor home, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then a couple episodes ago, we had Rebecca Bowman on and she is organizing the Mustang Tip Challenge. And I understand that we're going to get to see video of that during the virtual event. Is that right?
Yes, that will be broadcast on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th. The participants for this adopt a wild Mustang and work with them for 100 days. Then they showcase the horse's trainability and value in a competition setting. So children as young as 8 can compete alongside of adults, and they work to build the foundation of time, trust, patience, and skill, and really showcase all that these horses are capable of. So although we weren't able to have this at the event, we wanted to be sure to bring this to you. Everyone can learn something from all of this, the time and effort that is put into these relationships with horses.
Definitely. Definitely. There's definitely magic involved to see.
Most certainly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to see an 8-year-old child get to work with a Mustang and gentle it and see what they accomplish with hard work and just determination to make something special happen. I think that's so cool. So what else do our audience members need to know about the virtual event?
Well, we have a few other aspects that we'll be able to offer a sneak peek of for our event next year. We plan to incorporate a Liberty competition with the International Liberty Horse Association of Dan and Elizabeth James. We're really excited to bring that to everyone. We'll be focusing on the Ride a Halflinger program, where people can ride a horse for the very first time at Equine Affair, and we'll talk about that opportunity, along with Adoption Affair, along with the IEA Intensive Clinic that we'll be offering next year. So we'll tease a bit of that for everyone, so you can plan to join us for that. And basically, through this virtual event, you'll be able to see advertisers that have placed ads with us, but many have incorporated videos within their ads. So you'll be able to learn about perhaps horse nutrition or about that company's specific product that they're offering. So it really does come to life with a click of the mouse.
I love that, because there is so much that we pick up when we're at Equine Affair. There's so much education going on. If you walk through the trade show, you can actually hear those really educational conversations between vendors and audience members. You can hear the lectures in the lecture hall. You can walk out into the arena and there's always something educational going on over the loudspeaker. So I think that the fact that you all included videos from some of our sponsors and advertisers is really going to help bring the flavor of Equine Affair to the home screen.
That is definitely our goal.
Yeah. Well, so I think that wraps up our episode. But before we go, I wanted to say thank you for joining us today. I think everyone is going to learn a whole lot from this episode about how to enjoy the virtual event to the best capacity.
Thank you so much. You know, we just want to make sure that everyone can join us. And like I said, just visit equineaffair.com or Facebook or Instagram for the link to that virtual event. We hope to see everyone in person next year for April 7th through the 10th of 2022. Or if you're able to join us this November in Massachusetts, November 11th through the 14th. You know, we miss everyone dearly, and we hope that you'll all enjoy this content that we've developed.
Definitely. And just sort of on behalf of the audience, I want to thank you and everyone at Equine Affair for all the hard work that you've been having to put in during the pandemic, during a hard time. You guys have continually tried to bring us these virtual events, bring us the flavor of this event that we all miss and love. And I just want to thank you, because it's a lot of hard work that I think no one is seeing, but we're all certainly appreciating. So thank you guys for doing that.
Well, we have an incredible team, and we all dearly love what we do. And, you know, we really hope to be able to see everyone soon. It means a great deal to us.
All right. Well, we will see you all online at equineaffair.com on April 8th through the 11th, 2021, for the virtual Equine Affair in Ohio event. Thanks for listening to the official Equine Affair podcast. I am your host, Allison Renborg. Equine Affair gratefully acknowledges its sponsors, Absorbine, U.S. Equestrian, Rods, Farnham, Cosequin, Neutrina, Cashman's, Horizon Structures, and GGT Footing. We hope you'll join us for our virtual Equine Affair in Ohio event, which will take place April 8th through 11th, 2021, online at equineaffair.com. We also invite you to mark your calendars for November 11 through 14, 2021, as we return to West Springfield, Massachusetts for Equine Affair in Massachusetts, and for April 7 through 10, 2022 in Columbus, Ohio. You can buy tickets, see the full event schedules, and all the latest news at equineaffair.com. And finally, please catch up on all our past podcasts online by visiting equineaffair.com/home/podcast.